where the east meets the west, where the sun rises and sets. There is a place only your heart knows. The Bonnie Lama presents a series on your personal divine. Hi, thanks for joining me. I'm Bonnie, bringing you a series on your personal divine. Rumi, the Sufi mystic, wrote, "When you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy." What is joy? Think about it. What does it mean to you? How would it feel as we awaken to a divine relationship in our life? Words like love, bliss, and joy begin to have a deeper meaning as we deepen our experience in life. Here with me today is Walker Wayland, an energetic healer and seer who will share his experience with liberated joy now that he is awakened. Now, this might put you on the spot, but to you, what does joy feel like?
Liberated joy is just laughing for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of joy that comes to you.
So it's sort of like being a child, that freedom of expression.
Children naturally have joy, and they move out of it as they get older. And it's because of the high vibration. When the cells are new and the vibration's high, it's naturally joyful.
Mm-hmm.
So this liberation brings back that high vibration, that childlike joy.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really hard to imagine having that much freedom within your experience, you know, within your mind, that much spaciousness that you could feel joy during the day without having to, like, get tickets for Disneyland and think, oh, I'm going to have joy there, you know? Or I'll experience joy when I'm mountain biking. But to actually be able to experience joy in traffic, you know, right?
The thing with this kind of liberated joy is that it moves into everything. Even your anger, even sadness, it moves into all the emotions. So that at the very core vibration is a sense of joy and peace. People don't understand is when you lose joy, you lose enthusiasm for life. And you start to grasp towards addictions that have temporary satisfaction. If you don't have joy, then that's either that or you will suppress those needs and be depressed. Joy is one of the key components of living a fulfilled life. So there's lots of benefits to liberated soul.
Well, I know that I, up till now, I don't think I've been doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting a C-minus, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
When you consider what joy would be at an A+. Wow. You know, some of the sacred images come to mind. The images where there is a look of pathos, you know, on a god's face. And yet there's also this peaceful, joyful kind of quality to them, too. And I guess I've always thought, well, that's them. But I don't know that I would ever think that I could feel that way.
That's part of what humanity is suffering with, is that not very many of us feel special.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, we're being excluded from something, or we don't have the life we want. Mm-hmm. And the thing with liberations is it brings in a sense of everything's all right, just the way it is.
Yeah, you are special.
It does get better.
It seems as if the more that you actually begin to experience being special, the better special becomes, and the better everything becomes. It sort of opens the infinite experience. And it also allows, I think, it makes it easier to believe. You know, it's sort of like births a new understanding of what belief and faith and divine can be. As you lift the lid on yourself, it lifts with you. I'm glad you mentioned the specialness, because there's so much in our world we take and sort of harvest as unworthiness and shame sometimes too. Convert experiences that we've had into things that just confirm to us that we don't deserve something or that we're bad. But there really doesn't seem to be that kind of judgment in the divine construction.
Well, everything goes back to emptiness. So you take all your charges, all your thoughts, and all your feelings, and they run their course, and then they drop down to emptiness and silence in a deep state of peace, deep state of inner joy. And from that place, there's nothing wrong. There's no feeling of, I have to get something, I have to get somewhere, I need something. It's just, everything's good.
Yeah.
You start to look through the divine's eyes. And they become your eyes eventually.
Yeah. Would you say that was the divine perspective?
The divine perspective.
Yeah. Do you feel special? Or are you living in separation and scarcity, experiencing only the duality? Specialness seems to be at the center of awakening to your personal divine. It liberates you to move beyond the discovery of divine and into a revelation about what unconditional love and joy means. I hope you will continue to join me and go deeper in our exploration and sharing of divine experience. For more information on Walker Whalen, his weekend workshops, and free to the public Friday evening events, go to sacredalliance.org. With gratitude, the Bonnie Lama podcasts offer thoughtful conversations and personal discoveries to those who are in search of healing.